In today's gospel, we get a little glimpse of the community that Jesus was gathering around him. These 72 who were in addition to the 12 apostles. We see how he sent out these 72 in order to prepare people for Jesus, because he sent them to the towns and villages where he himself was going to go. So it's really good for us to hear this gospel, because as we see this original church gathered around Jesus, it really helps us to understand what our own identity as the church is, and also what our mission is. It's important that we see the church not just as what we do before we go to the pantry on Sunday mornings. It's good that we don't see the church as like a club or a group of people that we all get along with. But today's gospel reminds us that the church in its essence is missionary, that the church doesn't exist for itself, but for the world. Because the church is God's family, but God wants everybody to be in his family. And so those who have been called into his family are also called to bring more people into his family. So it's what we're going to reflect on today. And it's not just the role of the priest or the religious sister to evangelize or to do this missionary work out in the world. It's all of our responsibility. It's primarily the responsibility of the lay person. That's what the Second Vatican Council taught. And the reason for this is because I work here and I work for you, but from here, you have to go out into the places of your work, to your families, to your circle of friends, to your school, and bring the gospel to those places and to those people. I can't bring the gospel to Millerburns because I don't work there, but some of you do. I can't bring the gospel to Ridgeview because I don't work there, but some of our parishioners do work there. So it's your responsibility to bring the gospel into those places where you are in your life. Work, school, home, friends. So how do we do this? It can seem a little intimidating to us. It may or may not comfort us to see how Jesus sends out his 72. He sends them out with no money, no provisions of any kind, basically ill-equipped to do what he's asking them to do. He sends them out with nothing. Isn't that interesting that Jesus would be so insistent that they not bring along anything with them? Why would Jesus do that? Well, it seems that Jesus wants his disciples, his friends, who are being sent into the world, not to think that they have to rely on themselves in order to be successful. Not to think that their success is going to come from all of this planning and organization and having everything that they need when they go out into the world. He wants them to know that their success comes from God. They aren't going to know where their next meal is coming from, but God does. They won't know who's going to show them hospitality that first night. God does. And so they have to go out with trust and confidence in God. I was, when I was driving to Silver Lake this morning earlier for Mass, I noticed that the Holy Father's homily for this morning was already posted. So I was listening to that as I was driving, wondering if I needed to tweak my own. And he said, Jesus doesn't let his disciples take with them anything in the world, including a theology degree, including a lot of formation. And that's good for us to see. If we feel ill-equipped to share the gospel message in the world, I mean, it seems like it's always been so. It's always been the way it is. That Jesus doesn't send us once we have all of the education and formation that we need. But rather, who did he send? Not experts in theology, but simply his friends and companions. Those who had spent time with him. Those who had gotten to know him well. That's all that was required of them, is that they know Jesus. And then Jesus felt like that was enough. And they could go out and they could give the gospel message. The kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus, God in Jesus has come to be close to us. That's the gospel message. Sometimes when we think about sharing our faith, we can be a little bit too focused on the negative. We all feel ourselves to be in situations where the language isn't very good, or maybe the name of the Lord is being used in vain quite often, or maybe we're in a situation where we're watching a show and it's just not a great show and we feel like we maybe need to say something, or we're with our friends and there's gossip going on. Sometimes we can limit our sense of Christian witness merely to correcting others. And sometimes God calls us to correct others, and sometimes that can be a really important part of our job, but we can't think about our being a witness to Christ merely as correcting others when they're doing something wrong. We really have to think about positive ways that we can extend the gospel message. So what might that look like? Let's say that you're having a conversation with somebody at work or with a friend of yours, and maybe they're telling you about certain struggles that they have in their life. That's a very graced opportunity to be able to share Christ with that person. I think it's first important for us to point out that that sharing of difficulties, struggles, itself implies that there's a relationship of trust. It implies that that person with whom you're speaking trusts you. And that's a big deal. If we don't know someone, evangelization isn't that effective when people just go up to you on the street and start talking about Jesus. If you don't know somebody, if you don't have a relationship with them, it's much harder to evangelize them effectively. But if there's a trusting relationship there, that person is already letting you into their life. They're already sharing with you things that they wouldn't share with most people. So there's an opportunity there. So again, let's say that you're in this conversation, someone is sharing with you certain struggles that they're having, trials that they're going through in their life. There are things that you could say that actually aren't that hard to say that can bring God into that conversation. Like, have you talked to God about your struggles? Have you prayed about it? Have you asked God for what you need in this situation? What do you feel like you need from God in this situation? You could say something like, I promise that I will pray for you in this situation. Or even better, would it be okay if I prayed with you right now for this difficulty that you're going through? What an amazing conversation that would be, and how much light would be brought into the dark place that that person is experiencing. So do we sometimes feel kind of awkward or nervous about those conversations? Absolutely, just like the first disciples did. But the first disciples returned to Jesus amazed at how effective their ministry had been. They said, "Lord, even demons are subject to us because of your name." What does that tell us? It tells us that the powers of darkness are powerless when the name of Jesus is proclaimed openly and publicly. When the name of Jesus is brought into our conversations, the enemy is powerless there. So we can have great confidence that bringing Christ into those areas of our life, into those relationships that we already have, that are already meaningful relationships, that great good can come there and great help can be given to our loved ones, our coworkers who really need God into their life. Maybe eventually those conversations turn into, have you ever thought about stopping at the church on Tuesdays when there's adoration going on? I find great comfort when I do that. Maybe you should try that. I'll go there with you the first time if you want. But they can start with something so simple. Have you talked to God about that? Have you prayed for what you need in this situation? Do you feel God's presence in this situation? Can I pray with you? So today we can ask the Lord to give us this grace to be who we are as Christians, to be missionaries in the world, missionaries in our own families, circles of friends, workplace. And maybe even as we've been listening this morning, maybe there's somebody that's even coming into our mind, like somebody maybe God is calling me to reach out to. We can ask God this morning for the grace that we need, the courage that we need, the confidence that we need to have a conversation with that one person. The disciples felt ill-equipped, and so are we. But the good news is that God is very strong, and he wants to be strong even in the midst of the weaknesses of his disciples.